Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to this amazing medicine. I've been thinking so much about all the adjectives we could use to describe this yoga class. Just one-word adjectives or hyphenated ones in particular. Accessible, therapeutic, things like this are, you know, common things to think of, but I thought of all the hyphenated ones: age-defying, stress-relieving, cholesterol-reducing, pain-relieving, so many things, mind-clearing. And I thought it would be fun to collect all those adjectives from you all. So if you're on my list, you may be getting an email from me soon, depending on when you listen to this. And if you are not, please get in touch and hop on my list, okay? We've got lots of great stuff going on. The very best way to do this is to join the Patreon page. You can do that for as little as $5 a month to be a patron. The way to do that is www.patreon.com/bikramyoga. Patreon.com/bikramyoga, spelled patreon.com/bikramyoga, bikramyoga. There are a lot of options there. There are a lot of benefits, a lot of side extras, and you'll also be helping keep this yoga alive and well for the present and future, including in a most amazing hot room and community here in East Lansing, Michigan. So please hop on patreon.com/bikramyoga, and you will be on my email list, and you'll get information on participating in our yoga community, yoga classes, retreats, private lesson stuff, educational tutorials, and just a lot of fun. We do some fun yoga challenges too. So hope to see you there. We're going to have a wonderful class today. We had a big snowstorm in Michigan the last day or two, so it's been amazing just to get here. Look forward to joining you. Let us begin our amazing 90 minutes. I got to tell you, this morning I was doing the class at 5:30 this morning, and something happens in class. My mind is so quiet and clear, and all these ideas just come flooding. Wonderful. And so I thought, what I'm going to ask you guys, if you have any just adjectives, one word or a hyphenated word, like stress relieving, age defying, accessible, any adjectives. I just thought of this wonderful thing we can do with them. So no due date on this. I'll send you an email and collect them, because it's just so cool, you know, all the things this does. And I, you know, my life work is to communicate that, or try to. So coming from all of you guys, it's even cooler. All right, so Sue's nephew, let's begin pranayama, deep breathing. Great. You're going to put your hands underneath your chin like this. Interlace the fingers. Put your knuckles right underneath the chin and keep them together throughout the breathing exercise. Bring the maximum body weight on your heels. Squeeze inner thighs together and suck in your stomach. You can swallow a couple of times. Relax the shoulders and begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep your chin down, pressing into the fingers, breathing in as much as you can. Now exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the fingers. Look way back for the wall behind you. Hands come together and then elbows together. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Slowly bring the chin down. That's it. Good. Elbows up towards the ceiling as high as possible. Exhale, breathing. Now push your head slowly back. You can bring the fingers together tightly. Cross your thumbs and then elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four. Look straight ahead in the mirror at the end of the inhale. Six, you got it, buddy. Exhale, one, that looks great, two, three. Push your chin back, four. So fingers and chin are touching each other. Elbows come together. Inhale, elbows out and up. You're doing a great job. Suck in your stomach. Look straight ahead in the mirror at the end of the inhale. That's it. Exhale, breathing, mouth open. Push your head slowly back. Now, push your two hips, two butt cheeks forward, tucking underneath at the same time you suck in the stomach. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Stand tall, two, three. Keep your weight on the heels, four, five. Look all the way back, six. Again, please inhale by the throat very smoothly. So you bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Now exhale, breathing, head goes up. Same thing, please. removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Exhale completely, elbows touch. You got it. Inhale, head down. Push the chin against the fingers. Fingers resist, elbows a little higher. Very nice. Exhale, breathing head up. Now push the chin back with the fingers, but the chin resists the pressure, so the head goes back slowly. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three is halfway, four, five. Chest, breastbone lift up more, six. Good, Tracy. Exhale, leave it there. One, push the chin, two, three. Eyes back, four. Look back, five, six. A few more in the first set. Inhale slowly. Lift and expand the ribs as much as you can, upper back and breastbone lifting up towards the ceiling. Good. Exhale, breathing head goes up. Push the chin slowly back. Keep the center of the chest and the upper back lifted towards the ceiling to keep the spine straight. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Keep the upper back, three. Nice and high, four, five, six. Inhale again, head down. Keep going. A little more rib cage expanding at the end. Hold it. Good, Kathy. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth pretty wide. Push the chin back. Now, the end of the exhale is always the strongest part. So stomach in more. Push out more air. One more, please. Inhale, breathing. Look for the rib cage to get bigger and bigger, expanding to the maximum. Exhale, breathing, head up. Now, as the ribs squeeze in and down, keep the breastbone and upper back lifted. Tops of the shoulders completely relax. Elbows touch each other. All right, that's enough. You can change arms down by your sides. Sue, he did great on the pranayama. That was so cool. Nice to have him in class today. All right, let's do second set. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Now, stand tall. One thing already you can do, Vic, is to just focus on the upper thighs, hips and lower abdomen, just to bring a little more control. And everybody, you can do this. Squeeze upper and middle inner thighs together. Butt cheeks tuck under a little bit, stomach in. And try to keep this. All right, let's begin again. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift. Keep the chin down. Now elbows, armpits, and breastbone lift up a little bit higher, please. Exhale, breathing. So those body parts, all right, the armpits, breastbone, and elbows help you lift, but also the upper back. Try to lift that part up. Inhale, head down, elbows separate. Good, Kathy, I can see it. In this way, you decompress the spine and stretch it all the way up. There you go. Exhale, breathing. So keep the upper back and breastbone lifted. Underneath the armpits lifted. Now elbows come forward, and then they touch each other. Inhale, one by the throat, two, three, halfway, four, five, chin presses down into the fingers, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, pretty wide, three, four. So you can stretch the jaw, five, and the face, six. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Bringing in the same amount of air on each of the six counts, and the body parts synchronize with that. Exhale, breathing. So, arms move the same amount on each of the six counts. The head moves the same amount, too. Everything stops together. Inhale, head down. So if you realize, oh, my arm stopped moving on four, or my head stopped moving on four, just slow it down a little bit the next try. Exhale, breathing, stand up tall. Really focus on the upper back, Diana, lifted, center of the chest lifted, but yes, 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 now let the shoulders drop completely. Inhale, one, that's it, two, three, halfway, four, upper back lifts, five, center of the chest lifts, six, keep it there, exhale, one, push the chin, two, with the fingers, three, four, let the tops of the shoulders, five, completely relax, six, much better. Inhale, head down. Same amount of air coming into the body on each of the six counts. Very nice. Exhale, breathing, and same on the exhale. So in order to keep the steady flow of air for the six counts, the end of it just needs to be a little stronger. Inhale, one, head down, two, nice and slow, three, four, keep weight on the heels, five, hips, thighs, and abdomen strong, six. Exhale, one, suck in your stomach, two, three, especially the lower part, four. Beneath the belly button, five. Suck it in, six. That's good, Vic. Inhale, head down. Few more. Keep that lower abdomen below the navel. Pull it in, center of the chest and upper back lifting. Yes, exhale, breathing. Much better. Let the tops of the shoulders relax, but upper back lifts up towards the ceiling. Very nice. Last two, please. Inhale by the throat. Looks good, you guys. Squeeze the inner thighs together. Pull the lower abdomen in. One more time. Good, Kathy. Exhale, breathing, head up. Belly button. Pull it in towards the lower spine and lift your chest up at the same time. Elbows touch. One more. Take your time. Inhale by the throat. At the end of this inhale, look in the mirror. Want the rib cage expanding more and lifting more. Breathe in more. When you're done, exhale, breathing H-A. Steady sound by the throat. Two butt cheeks tuck underneath you. Second the stomach, spine still stretching up. Okay, you can change arms down by your sides. Very good. All right, now we have postures holding stillness. Breathing always normal. How exciting. So we'll get some quiet and awareness, attention. Maybe some thoughts will arise as you go. Just let them float by, all right? Let's do half moon pose all together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Nice deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own. And when you come up through the center, squeeze your grip, stretch up more like you're going to touch the ceiling. Now keep the breathing steady, nice and smooth in and out by the nose right from the beginning. Lean back, some body weight to the heels. Good. Okay, you can come up and stop in the middle. All right, on this one, Vic, really focus on the right upper thigh forward, right pelvis forward. Yeah, a little bit more than you think. All right, now everyone, arms back, chin up, so you can see your neck visible in the mirror, maximum body weight on the heels. Squeeze your grip a little more so the arms and head have no gap between them. Now one more inhale, suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, that's it, Vic. Keep doing that. Push your hips to the left. Yeah, more than, yeah, exactly, right there. I can see the backs of the knees and how close or evenly they get to the back wall and the mirror. So we can use the room, you guys, and the amount of space between body parts and the wall, okay, to assess if the body is aligned the best it can be. Push your hips to the left side of the room, keeping the body weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs squeezing together. Heels kind of push down into the floor, contracting the muscles of the leg, stomach, and the breastbone lifts up away from the heels. You take your hips, push them to the left a little bit more. Squeeze the palms and reach to the right. You can bring the right shoulder forward, Kathy, a little bit more. There you go. And now pull the lower ribs, Kathy, down towards the top of the pelvis just a little bit. Yeah, there you go. A little bit of back bending is happening rather than a strict side bend. So abdomen in just a little more. There you go, right there. Now squeeze the palms and pull your body over to the right side. That's good, coach. Just keep working with the hands, even if the shoulders and neck are not quite all the way locked. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push, reach to the right side, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, lift your chin up. Everybody, arms back with your ears. Maximum body weight on the heels. Yeah, that's right. You're going to try to touch the ceiling now. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, go up and over to the left. At the same time, push your hips, pelvis, upper thighs to the right side of the room. So using the hands in this reach, I said something about the neck and shoulders being locked. That's not exactly what we're going for. We want to grip with the hands so that the neck and shoulders can be stretched, but they can relax quite a bit. So use the grip, use the fingers grip and the hands palms together, and just imagine someone is squeezing the hands together, pulling the hands to the left side, and then the shoulders and neck can relax and stretch. Now push your hips to the right side, keeping the weight all the way back to the heels. On this one too, Vic, on both sides, I want right thigh and pelvis forward. Yeah, just keep squeezing. And then suck in your lower abdomen. Everyone, when you get your hips in one line, to keep them there, press middle inner thighs together, suck in the lower abdomen. So you control the position and contraction of the whole area of pelvis, lower spine, and thighs. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push. Keep the chin up, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending is next. Nice deep breath in, eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Push the chin back, now bring your arms back towards your ears. Whatever you're looking at past your face, down the wall, maybe you see the floor, point towards that so you can tilt the wrist back a little bit. And take a nice deep breath, and now push your hands further past your face, closer to the thing that you're looking at. Total spine backward bends, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Looks nice, Michael, with the spine. Take a nice deep breath. On your exhale, push the hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, squeeze inner thighs together, standing tall with the legs. Everybody, arms back, reach back, way back, more back. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Very nice. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling, hands on the floor in front of you. Now as you're getting into it, try to keep the weight to the toes, arms and head together, and the chin pressing away from the chest. Now you can separate your hands, touch the floor, take your time with a little warm-up. As needed, bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. Suck in your stomach, eyes stay open. Ideally, you draw a giant circle on the floor with your fingertips to bring your hands behind the feet. and then grab the heels. And if you can't grab the heels, slide your fingertips underneath the toes or outsides of the feet. Yeah, that's a good grip, Tracy. You can actually do less fingers, less length of the fingers underneath the heels. So just like the first finger bone, even less. Yeah, even less. All right, pull on the heels. Try that. Exactly. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Now, let's say the knees are bent and you're just reaching for the floor. That's fine. I want you to be able to push the fingernails down, first of all, and then abdomen presses to the thighs. If you're at that stage, you can hold it there, sucking in the stomach. Now, if you've got the heels, press the upper body to the legs, no gap anywhere between stomach and the thighs, chest on the knees, and face to the shins. Roll forward, pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the knees. Now change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you, ideally touching the floor all the way around. Get your grip, arms and head together. Inhale, come up. Good, Diana. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides, shoulders relaxed. Second set, half moon pose with hands to feet. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Lean the body weight back to the heels. Good, two butt cheeks forward, stomach in. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, right side bending, push your hips to the left. Kathy, your heels are here and your hands are back here. There's a difference of about a foot. So I want your upper body right here to come forward. Bring more weight to the heels. Right now there's sort of a curve going back this way. Okay, just little by little. You're going to bring the ribs up and forward, but keep the weight to the heels again. It's going to be whack-a-mole for a while, okay? All right, that's better. So, yeah, try to reach straight over to Vic over there to your right side, if you can imagine where you're pointing. This is nice. Everything looks good. Just a little bit of upper body rib cage forward, but keep the chin lifted. That's the right idea. Now, as you come down, keep the left hip forward. Try to squeeze thighs, Tracy, together. Quadriceps contracted. Now squeeze the palms. That looks great, Sue. Upper body reaches to the right a little more. Now come down, keeping the left hip forward. Push your hips one more to the left. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Good. Inhale, suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Go up and over to the left. Yeah, right there, Kathy. Now keep it in a straight line. Begin. That's right. Exactly. Push your hips to the right side. Weight on the heels. Very good. So the lower ribs are going to be a little closer to the hips than you're used to seeing in the mirror. That's one of the ways you can watch, because you don't have a side view of yourself generally. Come down a little more, keeping the right thigh forward. A little more Vic, right thigh. Yeah, and now once you do that, and everybody, once you correct or once you establish the hips in one line, focus on squeezing upper and middle inner thighs together. Below the belly button, sucking in. Yes, coach, good. And two butt cheeks tucking under a little bit, contracted. Keep the chin lifted. Squeeze the palms. Looks good, Kevin. Come down. Not only pushing the hips to the right, but pulling the body over to the left. When you inhale next, Diana, one more. Lift the chest straight up away from the heels. Yes, now hold it. Breathing normally. Come down. Push your hips to the right. You got it. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Diana, I can see that you can do it, which is great. Then it's a matter of holding it. All right. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back. Which is more strength and endurance, right? You have the mobility for it, and then we find out, oh, I gotta hold this. Okay, now bring your arms back. Reach back. Look back. Try to get your hands closer to the wall behind you. That's nice. Take a nice deep breath. Good, Kevin. Hips forward without bending the knees, thighs forward. Stomach forward, weight on the heels. Now reach back. Tip the chin back. Go and touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Now, keep the chin away from the chest, bend your knees, hands on the floor. Ideally, the chin and chest stay away from each other, the arms stay with the ears. And you reach out, try to touch the mirror. That's it, Diana, weight to the toes, even if you have to bend the knees, almost falling forward onto the hands. When you do that, go ahead with the warm-up if you need to. When you get in the posture that way, it kind of forces you in the best possible way to use the muscles of the lower abdomen, front of the hips, and upper thighs. All right, grab the heels. Or fingernails on the floor in front of you is a starting place, and it's a great starting place because when you roll forward and push the fingernails down into the floor, you work on, again, those muscles of the lower abdomen, front of the hips, and tops of the thighs, which indirectly, when you get those waking up, they're going to help the back of the hips, hamstring, etc., relax, all right, and wake up a little bit too. So take it real slow with that. Pull on the heels once you have them. No gap between upper body and the legs. Distribute the weight equally across the base of all 10 toes. Eyes open, touch your face on the legs. When you exhale, bring the bent elbows towards the back wall, the knees straighten towards the back wall, and the top of the head gets closer to the tops of your feet. Now to get out of it, bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers, push your arms up, then the head, then the upper back. Try it in that order. Yes, good work, Diana. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your side, stand tall, breathe in and out by the nose. Great. Okay, awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches all over between the feet. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted, but go all the way to the fingertips. Imagine it's not only the triceps energized, it's the whole arms. Take a deep breath. Exhale, second your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. So you stick your hips all the way out, stick your butt all the way out, as far as it will go, and then drop the hips in the chair. You're headed for thighs parallel to the floor. A lot of times we don't go further because we just don't feel like it, okay? So see if you can go just a little bit more sitting down. Suck in your stomach, or we're afraid of what's going to happen. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold it. Just give it a try. Lift your chest up, lean back, way back, go back. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now take a deep breath, stand up on the tiptoes. Other times you don't go because you're at a limit of a joint. Right, there's so many reasons, but I want you to realize your own reasons. Now, right here, Diana, chest and upper back lift up. Just like at the pranayama thing that you did, upper back lifts up towards the ceiling. Keep it there. There you go. Now sit down on the tops of the toes. As soon as you can, thighs parallel to the floor. Better to go all the way into it and just hold it for a few counts than to wait. Okay, so go super heels up, super high tippy toes. Upper body back, Kevin, just a little bit. Hips tuck underneath you. Everybody, one more, heels up in the air. Inhale, come up. Very nice. Feet, flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Nice deep breath in. Suck in your stomach. Slowly sit down. Same thing here, Diana. Every time you inhale, just think upper back and breastbone lift up. The front and the back of your spine, right? The chest is the thing we see. But the spine is three-dimensional, right? It's not just the chest lifting. It's the upper back as well. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward. If you're sitting all the way down, you'll have arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Make sure all five fingers are together and reaching towards the mirror. Inhale, breathing, stomach in. Slowly come up. Press the legs together. Feet flatten on the way up. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Inhale smoothly. Exhale smoothly by the nose. All right, second set, right foot step out to the right, feet parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing, arms slide up in front of you. Energize all the way out to the fingertips. Tops of the shoulders stay down, though, so the neck looks long. Take a deep breath and begin. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position. Yeah, there you go, Vic. Okay, sitting down. Now, the legs, ideally, fatigue a little bit. They might feel almost crampy in this posture. All right, but we're going to get so much benefit from this. Lift your chest up. There you go, Tracy. Stretch forward more. Reach forward. Try to touch the mirror. All the way. Palms flatten. Knuckles straighten. Sit down one more. Nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Keeping your arms there. Go all the way on the tippy toes. Now, in the setup, please keep the legs straight. I want you to stretch everything, the whole spine and the legs, everything, maximum decompression, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Now, without hesitation, super high tippy toes. Heels at least 6 inches off the floor. All right, stay right there, Diana. Now higher on the tippy toes. Don't sit any lower for me in this one. There you go. Just heels up, knees up, five. You can do it. That's right. Four. Three. Push the big toes down, two. That was great. One. Take your time if you want to try again. All right, third part. Come up a little bit on the toes. It's wonderful when you go to a limit that actually makes you fall out for, you know, some time. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Third part, go ahead, sit down. Yeah, that's right. And the ideal, Diana, is you feel like you're almost going to fall out, right? That's great. Third part, sitting down, back of the head and back of the hips leaning against the wall. And with purity, I'll just say you try again, right? When the new thing you try causes you to fall out, you just give it another try. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. You got it. Now lift up your hips 2 inches, Tracy, and hold it. There you go. Inhale, slowly come up, leaning against the imaginary wall all the way back up. Feet flatten out. Good. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Okay. Eagle poses next. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Full lungs. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Now suck in your stomach. Sit down low in the chair. Weight on the heels. Get as low as you can with the 2 feet together. Upper body back a little bit. And now begin right leg lift up over the left. Diane, I saw that second try of second part of awkward. That's very good. It's just this tiny amount, really, of movement, but it makes a big difference in the leg strength and control. Sit down as much as you can, keeping the weight on the heel. That's it, Kathy. Eventually, the ankle and calf muscle of the standing leg will be flat to each other. Sit down a little bit more, twisting like ropes. Pull the elbows down and upper body back at the end. Slowly come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands close to the face, but not touching it. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can, weight on the heels. Upper body back a little bit. Looks good, Kathy. Left leg over the right leg. Pressure between the thighs. All right. This is a good spot to work on any leg muscle stuff. Pull the elbows down more, suck in your stomach. That's it. A little bit more body weight to the heel and to the outside of the foot, if you can, Sue. A little bit more to the outside of the right foot. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, just pushing the ankle out the very tiniest amount. Very nice. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Second set, right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Bend your knees, please. Get all the way down with the weight on both heels, upper body back, and begin right leg over the left leg. So try to get the thighs squished together. All right. You can even do this one sitting on something so you get pressure between the thighs, bones to the skin. Now bring the hands, elbows, knees, and feet right below the nose or in that direction. So try to flatten the wrists, flatten the palms, straighten the wrists. Top knee can push to the right. But same thing as on the other side, keep the weight slightly to the outside of the foot, very slightly to the heel. All right. Change again. Come up. Inhale, arms over the head. Last one, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. You can interlace the fingers if you need to. Eventually, fingers straight, fingertips below the nose. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. Body weight on the heels, upper body back, and begin left leg over the right leg. Breathe smoothly, steadily, evenly. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line. It looks better, Sue. Yeah, just it's a very subtle thing, but it's great for the ankle and foot muscles. The lower you sit, the more internal massage you get for the soft tissue of the pelvis. So you can try just slowly sitting down, keeping the weight on the heel. Bring the upper body back at the end. Nice one, Kevin. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down by your sides. All right, good morning again. If you need a sip of water, just take it efficiently, please. Otherwise, stand and breathe. Morning, Angela. Hi. Even when you're standing, Diana, you can work on that upper back lift. Yeah, good. And let the tops of the shoulders just relax completely. It's great. I can see it. All right. Standing head to knee pose. Start with your feet together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Nice deep breath. And then exhale, go down and grab the right foot in front of you. Rounding the spine. If you can't reach the foot yet, you can round the spine anyway. Reach your hands down on both sides of the calf muscle, eventually ankle, and then one day you grab the foot exactly 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Concentrate deeply now on your standing leg. Stand tall on the left leg. That looks great, coach. The knee straight, left thigh muscles contracted, and the standing leg close to the butt cheek, right at the upper thigh. I want you to push forward and lift up. Good, Kathy. Inhale, breathing right leg. Very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. So the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Nice deep breath in. Smooth exhale, kick the right heel forward. Flex your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Try to get both legs locked, chest lifted, shoulders down. Once you can balance there comfortably, you can round the spine, bringing the elbows down. I would go chest up in this, Diana, too. Chest up, arms relaxed until the right leg is so totally locked, top of the right thigh is contracted, and you can actually loosen the grip. Everyone keep the shoulders away from the ears, suck in your stomach, Hold it right there. Good. Change again. Chest up, arms straight. Bend the right knee, feet together. Other side, nice deep breath in. Left leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor in front of you, or the knee can be a little higher. On an exhale, round the spine forward, grab the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now concentrate deeply on the right leg. Push your knee back just until the leg is straight. Stand tall on the right leg. So you have maximum decompression, but also muscle contraction on the right locked leg. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up slowly and gently. Lift your chest and upper back up in the second part. So you're standing not all the way upright, but you're not really in that much of a forward hunch at all. The chest is lifted, shoulders down. Now take a nice deep breath. Kick the left heel forward, turning all 5 toes in, and eventually both legs locked. Once you can balance there comfortably with the legs in an upside down L shape, you can bring the elbows down. Keep the shoulders away from the ears, though, and make sure the left leg stays both locked and parallel to the floor. Hold 3, stomach in, 2, more heel forward, 1. Change again, chest up, foot down, arms down by your sides. Any questions at all? Okay, let's try again. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the right foot in front of you, rounding the spine. But to round the spine, I want you to contract the abdominal muscles. Go ahead, please. Now, one of the things, this posture does so many great things, and you can go ahead through it. Once you grab the foot, right leg, lift up. One of the things this posture does is help you coordinate proper use of the abdomen and shoulders and how they relate to each other. So most of us kind of show up with tightness or, you know, unintentional contraction of the shoulders, neck, and upper back. You can go ahead, second part, third part, and weakness around the hips and abdomen. So one of the things this posture is teaching us when we do it with as much technical understanding as we can is you strengthen the abdomen in front of the hips and relax the shoulders, 5. So I want you to practice that, 4. Top of the right thigh contracts, 3. Shoulders stay nice and loose, 2. Elbows can come down, 1. Okay, take your time. Chest up, right foot down. So you can start to realize, oh, I didn't feel my abdomen, but I noticed my shoulders were a little tight, and then change it up. Okay, nice deep breath in. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip 2 inches below the toe. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Certainly, we're also working on pure concentration in this posture. You make up your mind. Go ahead, left leg lift up once you have the foot. When you make up your mind to stay in the posture or get back in the posture without hesitation, just simple, pure effort. This is massive, massive training for your attention. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. You can bring the elbows down as long as both stays locked, both legs locked. 3, 2, breathe very smoothly. 1. Okay, take your time to get out of it. In the room, you guys, the breathing is great. Very good. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Grab your ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. The left arm slides straight up towards the ceiling. Now palm facing the mirror, ideally knees together to start with. Inhale, stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick the right foot back all the way. So the right shoulder gets pulled back. The right shoulder relaxes so it can get stretched backward. Upper body turns and twists. Now you can kick up a little bit more once you've kicked all the way back. So the twist is happening, then kick straight up towards the ceiling. That's it. So focus on your upper left thigh in the mirror, contracting upper left thigh, and then slowly bring the upper body down. But make sure when you decide to bring the upper body down, you add a little effort of stretching forward and kicking up. And you do the stretching forward and kicking up equally, simultaneously as one thought. Body down and kick. Left shoulder armpit slides forward. Take a deep breath, kick up just a little bit more. Hold it. Change. Feet together, arms down. Other side, left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Turn it out. Grab your left ankle. Hold from the inside. Right arm slides up in front of you. Palm facing the mirror. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch up. Watch the right arm go up. Try to touch the ceiling and then go ahead. Charge your upper body forward. Immediately, the upper body twists. So when you kick back, the left shoulder immediately gets pulled back. to the degree that the spine can twist there and that the shoulders and neck can stretch. So kick hard. Kick up now. That's it, Diana. Keep kicking back and stretching forward. Try to get as big space as possible that you're taking up. At the beginning, the fingertips of the right hand come forward and the left foot kicks back. Try to get as big as you can from fingertips to that foot. Maximum space that you're taking up in the room. There you go. Now you can kick up a little more, keeping the standing leg locked. Bring the upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's it, Kathy. Now keep kicking as you come down. Keep kicking as you come down. Stretch forward, kick up one more time. Good, change again. Feet together, arms down. This posture and triangle is another good one to think about, taking up as much space in the room as possible from one end to another. And we're making, you know, we're sort of making these shapes with the body. But this one in particular, just be as big in the room as possible, okay? From fingertips to foot, you know, whatever the end point body parts are. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, grab the ankle from the inside. Left arm slides up. Now, one of the things about the right arm and shoulder, we have to learn to relax it while keeping the grip strong. So go ahead, charge and kick back, 20 counts, but relax the right shoulder, 19, 18. You can hold the grip with the fingers, 17, 16, even while you relax the right shoulder, 15, 14, 13. Left arm, 12, parallel to the floor, 11, 10, focus on upper left thigh, 9, body weight slightly to the base of the toes for 7, keep the chin up, 6, 5, you got it, Diana, 4, keep kicking now, kick up, body down, 3, 2, inhale, stretch forward, kick up, 1, okay, change again, feet together. One more thing I want to bring up before we do this last one, try to be aware of the stretch, the kick, and the coming down in terms of know what you're doing. Sometimes when I say stretch forward, kick up at the end, the body comes down instead because it seems like something else to do in the posture. But I want you to be, I just want you to be aware of that so that when you decide to stretch forward, kick up, you can come down or not. It is somewhat independent. The stretch forward, kick up, and the coming down, they can be done quite independently. So just try to be aware of which thing you're doing. Okay, left hand up in front of you, palm up, turn it out. Grab the ankle. A lot of times I'm looking over, Tracy, I'm looking at the camera, not you. So inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, 20 counts. Keep your chin up, 19, 18. Look straight ahead, 17, 16, 15. Take a deep breath, 14, 13. Upper right thigh, 12. Focus on it, 11. Lock it. 10, right thigh contract, 9. Body weight towards the toes, please. 8, right at the base, 7. 6, take a deep breath, 5. Upper body turns a little more, 4. Left shoulder back, 3. Stretch forward, kick up, 2. Stretch forward, kick up. Nice, Diana, 1. Okay, yes, good. I can see that. You can step back on your mat if you need room in front of you. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up. Inhale, breathing. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Instead of trying to come down far, Vic, stand tall, suck in your stomach. Try to control the muscles around the right hip. Now bring the upper body down, everybody. Left leg up. But focus on upper right thigh contraction, lower right abdomen contraction, and body weight to the base of the toes. Try not to let it go to the heel. Squeeze palms and reach forward. Back thigh lifts up a little bit more. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. Nice deep breath in. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes point off of the floor and then come down. Bring your upper body down. Right thigh lifts up. Body weight to the base of the toes. Right leg lift up. Now come down. Stretch forward. Come down, stretch forward. That's it, Kathy. Stretch forward, charge forward. Go and touch the mirror. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Get your grip, please. Keep the chin up so you can see your neck in the mirror right now. Stand on the right foot, please. Either take a big step forward or you just slide the left toes behind you off the floor. Now come down, but go up first. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go up and over the hip joint. You got it. Suck in the stomach. all around the right thigh contract, the front, the inside, and the outside, so that when you get down to where the back of the leg stretches, you have control of it. Chin forward, trace the arms, go forward, stretch forward, charge forward. Imagine I'm pulling the hands towards the mirror. Go forward, stretch. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, now last one. Make up your mind to glue, super glue the arms to your ears, chin up. Stand on the left foot. Now pay tremendous attention to the arms head connection and come down without letting them drop. Okay, stay right there. Trace the arms up. There you go. Chin forward. You got it. Now suck in your stomach. I want the back foot toes to reach to the back wall a little bit more, in your hands to get closer to the mirror. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg stretching pose. You can step to the left side of the mat, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, take a nice big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure the heels are in one line and the feet are either pointing straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs, tops of the thighs contract. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up and then forward. Arms outstretched all the way out to the fingertips, all the way down. Nice, Kathy. All right, when you can't go any further, hands on the floor in front of you is, if needed, the start of the position. Otherwise, you grab the heels or somewhere in between. If you start out with your fingernails on the floor, you do the same thing as hands to feet pose. Body weight towards the base of the toes. Push the knuckles and base of the toes to the floor. That's great, coach. Good. Keeping the legs locked. Once you have the heels, you can pull also on the heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Elbows touch your shins. Eyes open. Look slightly forward. It's very good, Sue. Now you can lengthen the back of your neck and touch your head to the floor. To change, bring your chin up, arms out, and slowly stand up, pushing the upper back up to get out of it. Inhale, feet back together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. Slightly wider step between the heels, please. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up, arms outstretched, and then slowly forward. Begin, please. Once you can't go any further, you're at your maximum with the torso, then hands down. This is another way, similar to hands to feet pose, another way to wake up, stimulate, train the front of the abdomen, front of the hips, and upper thighs. You may pull on the heels once you have them. If you're somewhere between hands on the floor in front of you and grabbing the outside of the heels, find a spot where you can hold it. You can make some adjustments. Oh, I can get my hands a little further. And then take a few breaths with the stomach in. And you just observe everything right now. The position of the body, the steadiness of the breath, what you're paying attention to. Take your time to get out of it. Arms out, head up. Take your time standing. Inhale. Once you're up, right foot steps to the left, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. All right. Triangle pose, Trikonasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, take a big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Exaggerate pushing the hips and pelvis forward. Arms slice back. Inhale, lift your chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Left toes can turn in very slightly. Now bend your right knee and sit down. Yes, Vic, that's right, to let the hips turn to your right a little bit. Push the right foot firmly down, especially for the right hamstring. All right, to wake up a little more. Inhale, breathing, tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. I want tremendous pressure sensation underneath the right foot, especially at the heel initially. Okay. Push the right knee back. Two butt cheeks tuck underneath. Turn your head chin to the left shoulder. Looks good from the side, Sue. Now, when you inhale, keep upper body lifted, lower body down. You can either bring the right shoulder, coach, forward towards the mirror, or right chest or right armpit to get the twist. Any of those body parts. Good. Now keep pressure against the right knee, or just push the knee back on its own so the knee and foot stay in one line. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Good. Push both hips straight forward, arms back. Inhale, lift your chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Keep your two heels in one line. You can turn that foot a little more. There you go. Let the right toes turn in a little bit so the hip can move. Good. Arms back. Once more, inhale, breathing stomach in. Begin. Tilt your upper body to the left. Keep pressure against the inner left knee with the left arm. All right. And then bring the left shoulder, armpit, chest forward so that you can twist your spine. Turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. You can let the hips turn towards me, Vic, if they'll go. Right toes turn in towards the center. Upper body lift up. Lower body sits down. Good, Diana. Now take the top of your head and stretch it away from the right heel. Turn and twist. There you go. Sit down more. Touch your toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. All right. Left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet together. Arms over the head. Arms down. Diana. Wow. What have you been doing? You're trying. Your triangle looks amazing. It looks great. I can tell. I can tell. All right, let's do a second set. Any questions? I know I'm talking to some of you guys about the hips and the shoulders. Do you need any clarification? Good? Okay. All right, second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. Big step. Arms parallel to the floor. Nice deep breath in. Push both hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest. Turn the right foot all the way out. And also the distance between your feet, Diana, is perfect now. Before, I think it used to be a little too big. Now go ahead and sit down. Yeah. Now, and how you know this, you can feel that you can push the right foot straight down. Now go ahead into the posture. You can turn the palms, chin to the shoulder, or do the arms first if you need to look around. Sometimes you just got to do that. All right. Now, so the triangle, the hypotenuse of the triangle, the long edge, goes from the left heel to the top of your head. All right, the arms are a straight up and down line, just a vertical line. So see if you can take the top arm, fingertips, shoulder, elbow up towards the ceiling. At the same time, right shoulder forward towards the mirror. As you're pushing the right knee back, you try all these things at the same time. You can bring the hips down, Tracy, a little bit more. Everyone, left heel presses to the floor, left leg locked. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, turn the right toes straight ahead. Inhale, push both hips straight forward, arms back. Everybody chest up on the inhale, turn the left foot all the way out. Sit down nice and low, but keep the pressure underneath the left foot. Go ahead into the posture, palms forward. I would go left toes, Vic, towards the back wall, left knee towards the back wall, even if that right hip and toes need to come in. Yeah, good. That's right. Push pretty hard. Push the right heel firmly into the floor and stretch the top of the head and whole spine torso away from the right heel. Eventually, one day, later on in the posture, you try to open the hips and pelvis towards the mirror. But first, you figure out how to sit down. So let the hips turn as much as they need to get down there. Now stretch up, left shoulder forward, left knee back, sit down, try to touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wow, Diana, that is so cool. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Does it feel different, Diana, the way you're doing it?
Yeah. Would you feel
the tension in your body? Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I just imagined, I was thinking, oh, that must feel better. It should just,
yeah.
It looks really nice and open. Oh, that's nice. That's, yeah. Somebody's there with you. Very cool. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. Nice big 3-foot step. Turn on your heels, 90 degrees to face the right side of the room. Turn the back foot in, 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up tall, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest first. Maximum compression of the throat. Reach out forward with your arms and round the spine. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee yet, bend your knee up a little bit. Once you have tried with the straight front leg. Tracy, that's a good wide step there. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. The back leg heel presses into the floor, using the whole back leg to do it. Suck in your stomach, exhale breathing. Now push the knee back a little bit more. Lock the right leg and slowly come up. Arms and head together. Head up last. You got it. Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees. Right hip forward. Make sure the heels are in one line. So left foot, Tracy, can go a few inches to your left. Go ahead, everyone. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Reach forward with the fingertips and coil in, tucking with the head, throat, and chest. So your forehead gets as close to the knee as possible. Use the entire back leg to push the back heel to the floor and shift the body weight forward to the front foot. And on the front foot, please push the base of the big toe down. Lower abdomen and middle back press up towards the ceiling. Eyes open, throat compressed. All right, lock the front leg. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Push the feet down, just like as you were doing during the posture. Once you're standing all the way up, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Very nice. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross the thumbs, right foot, step out to the right. Take a slightly wider step, just a little. Okay, turn on the heels and see if you can still keep the feet flat. That's good. Just a little wider than the first set. See if you can keep the feet down. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, please tuck your chin, pressing the throat. Go ahead, forehead to the knee. Yeah, try to keep the body weight to the front foot a little bit. Although the back leg is quite active. Back heel pressing to the floor. Lower abdomen, suck it in. And you just hold it there. Now, if you're wobbling a little bit, make sure you have the back heel pressing down and the base of the right big toe down. Squeeze the legs in towards each other and the inner thighs up towards the ceiling, all connected with the belly button sucking in. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Keep all of that with the legs and come up. And once you're standing, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. So you're using sort of the total leg, right? Total both legs. Inhale, stretch up. Squeeze the thighs inward and upward and then go tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, begin. Yep, make sure the left foot is pointing straight ahead, not turned in or out, in fact. And this will help you use the muscles and use the legs better with a better alignment of the lower body. That's a nice distance step, Dana. Very good. So everyone, push the back heel down into the floor. On the front foot, push the base of the big toe down. Upper inner thighs squeeze in, and they lift up towards the belly button, which is also lifting up. All right, lock the front leg. Take your time to come up. Squeeze upper inner thighs in and up. Once you're all the way standing, turn, face the mirror, right foot back to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Okay, please take one step back to your mat for tree pose. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Grab your right foot, bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. You can grab the front of the ankle, shin, or even the knee with your right hand, and grab underneath at the toes with your left hand. Once the heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, try to bring the heel in towards the center line of the body underneath the belly button too. And slowly, very gently, the right knee presses down and back. That's it. Two hips from behind forward. So you're tucking the butt cheeks under just enough. There you go, Kathy. Now suck in your stomach. Whole spine stretches up towards the ceiling. Shoulders relaxed. That's it. Stand tall. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. And if the foot does not slip, you can keep the spine straight. Then bring the left hand up too. Hands, palms together. Take your time to change. Put the right foot gently down, arms down by your sides. Left leg, lift up. You can grab the front of the ankle, shin, or even the knee with the left hand initially. Grab underneath at the toes with your right. Once the heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, please also try to bring the heel in towards the center line of the body underneath the navel. Left knee presses down. Left butt cheek tucks under. In other words, left hip forward. Looks good, Sue. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine straight up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay relaxed. Left hand first. And then the right hand can come up. Make sure the back of the hips are active. Two butt cheeks tuck under, stomach in. Stand tall on the right leg and stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Good, change again. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. Second set becomes toe stand. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Now, you can work on tree pose for a moment, and if you can then keep your heel in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down slowly. Eventually, hips all the way to the heel. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance there, bring the left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, right hand up, thumbs at the breastbone, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Toe stand, take your time to get out of it, hands on the floor, hips up. Get yourself back into tree pose briefly. And then look straight ahead in the mirror. Right foot down, arms down. All right, great. Last one. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as you can get it on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. You do not have to have a, you know, in quotation marks, perfect tree pose to do toe stand. The real prerequisite, go ahead, you guys, is that the heel stays in the top 5 to 6 inches of the thigh. Now, you can hold the foot on the way down. You can lean forward several degrees, still holding on to the foot, so you get a little more stretch in the outer left hip. And then that is going to, over time, loosen up, and one day you'll be able to touch the floor. You can go ahead with the hands, right hand in front of the chest, left hand in front of the chest, elbows in and shoulders down. Arms look good, Sue. That's great. Toe stand, take your time to get out of it. Stand back up in tree pose. And tree pose, you can change feet together, arms down. Savasana, time to lie down on your back. Start with the heels together, and then let the legs relax. So whatever happens with the legs, fine, but start with them touching. And then same thing with the arms. Start with the palms facing up, thumbs open all the way, and then just let the arms relax and settle. Wherever they end up is fine. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall will allow it to move as freely as possible, along with the breathing. Thanks, Kevin, for working that out. So from the beginning of just one exhale or inhale to the end of that same part, whether exhale or inhale, try to just stay with that. That's the one thing you are doing at that moment. And then when it changes directions, that's a slightly different thing happening, all part of the breath, but the sensation is different. You can tell the difference. Take a few more like that. Just the one half of the breath that you are doing. Focus on that. All right, wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, all 10 fingers included with the grip, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, keeping the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head stays on the floor. Tuck your chin so the chin presses into the throat, back of the neck flattens to the floor. Try to keep two shoulders equally on the ground and shoulders away from the ears. Pull a little bit harder, absolutely freeze. Change. Everybody, right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply so the thumbs can cross well below the thumbnail. Pull your left knee out just enough and then straight down towards the left armpit shoulder. The right leg that's held straight, you can flex that foot back from the ankle. Now tuck your chin, pull a little harder, absolutely freeze. Change, left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees, get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Put your head back down if you had to lift it. Eventually you'll keep your head on the floor. Tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. Shoulders away from the ears. And then you just hold here. Pay just as much attention right now to the breathing as you were in Savasana, or even a little more. Change, please, back to Savasana. Heels touch each other, palms open. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. We all have an incredible amount of potential for stillness, attention, internal communication, all of that. Just think of it, stillness, attention, internal communication. And then all the cool things that happen as a result of those states in a combination, right? When you're holding still, paying attention, both listening and commanding, right? You move something, you feel it move. Contract something, you know it contracts. You move in a certain way, you feel a stretch. Okay, second set, right leg lift up and release the fingers, cross your thumbs. It's really a simple process that you are doing. Excuse me, pull the knee towards the shoulder. But the number of things and the quality of things that come out as a result or unfold from there are quite elaborate. Pull your knee, tuck your chin to the chest. Breathe smoothly. Total stillness. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Other side, left leg lift up, deep interlacing of the fingers. The leg that's out straight, you can always flex that foot back at the ankle, but make sure the foot of the leg you're pulling on is totally relaxed. Breathe smoothly. You can suck in your stomach, press the abdomen down towards the floor. It's nice for the lower spine. Stability. Very nice. Change again. Left leg lower down. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other just below the knees. If you can't grab the elbows, you grab forearms, wrists, you hook the fingers, small towel. It's the same direction, the same benefit as any of the other grips, as long as you're reaching for it. Now tuck your chin, look down. Concentrate on the breathing. Both the thighs and the abdominal wall muscles can press the abdomen down towards the floor, and then you breathe in and out as fully and smoothly as you can. Good. Change again. Arms and legs down. Using your thighs and the floor to decompress the spine now. A little differently from when you're standing up, decompressing the spine, but still decompression. That looks good, Kevin. I can see your spine. Thank you. Let's do a sit-up, please. Everyone, feet together, flexed. Arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a really deep breath and hold it. And you sit up, grab the toes. Exhale on the way to the knees. That last bit of rounding is when you exhale. All right, turn around for cobra pose. Lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest, close with the shoulders. Middle fingertips exactly in line with the tops of the shoulders and pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over hands, palms. Now legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Begin, please. Inhale, push hard your hands, palms into the floor. Lift your upper body up using 100% of your back strength that you can figure out how to use. Legs together, feet and heels ideally together, and a little pressure underneath the feet. Looks good, Kathy. Inhale, chin up. Push the flat front of your face straight up towards the ceiling, eyeballs back. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. Arms down by your sides. Lastly, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Second set. Chin on the floor, hands tucked underneath shoulders and chest there. Elbows stick up pretty high in the setup. 1 inch hands towards the mirror, Kathy. Just a tiny, tiny bit. Yeah, try that. the wrist bending was it's getting a little bit more, still more forward. Okay, lock the legs, inhale, breathing, come up. Press the palms flat, lift your chin, lift the face, front of the neck and throat stretch up. Nice pressure, coach, underneath hands and fingers, that looks good. Knuckles stay pressing down. Elbows squeeze in close to the sides of the body. Now drop the shoulders down by pushing the elbows down and back. At the same time, inhale, push the chin up, face up, legs together, Tracy, squeeze them together, look up, squeeze them together, look up. Change. All right, chin on the floor. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Smooth inhale. Steady exhale. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the ground. Slide your arms underneath the body. This one in particular, Vic, I was thinking of the hamstring strengthening. Okay, whether you do a hands and knees version or arms underneath the body, it works that. Lock the right leg, everybody, chin on the floor, right leg lift up. Come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90, upper thigh, close to the butt cheek, lift up. There you go, keeping the knee straight, toes pointed. Push the arms down a little more, lift your leg up and hold it. Change, right leg lower down. Keeping the chin forward, lock your left leg, lift it up, please, knee straight, toes pointed. And all the back bends on the abdomen, same thing, cobra and full locust too, Vic. Leg locked, lift up. Try to access upper thigh contraction to lift the leg. Good, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the arms a little bit. Now breathe smoothly, you can do it. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up without bending the knees. Try to keep the legs together. If they separate, you can still lift and do your best to bring the legs together. Now push the hands down, legs up. You got it, Dana. Lift, everybody, lift. One more, go up, lift. Change, lower the legs. Very steady, Sue. Take your arms out once your legs are down. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body. Until one day the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. The fingertips can be spread apart wide. Only the pinky fingers eventually touch. Chin forward, lock the right leg, lift up for 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, right thigh contract, 7, locking the leg, 6, but the back of the thigh, 5, also helps lift, 4, 3, little bit higher, 2, 1, right leg down. To lock the left leg, you're using more of the front of the thigh. Then to lift it, go ahead, please. 10 counts. 9, 8. You're using back of the thigh. 7. To lift. 6. So lift up. 5. Until you feel fatigue. 4. In that strength of the hamstring. 2, 1. Left leg down. We got to fatigue those. All right. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms. All right. Now, without bending the knees, both legs lift up. 10 counts. Breathe smoothly. 9, 8, legs locked, 7, 6, push hands down, 5, you can do it, 4, lift up, 3, little higher, 2, go all the way up, 1, lower the legs, yes, once the legs are down, take your arms out, turn your head to the left. Full locust pose, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, begin, lift everything up. Arms, head, you got it, Kevin, chest and legs. Everybody lift up until just the pelvis is on the floor. You might still have some abdomen on the floor, but just keep lifting up at the chin, lift up at the chest, lift up at the ribs. Okay, arms outstretched, reach out to the side walls. That's it, coach. Now get your legs up, everybody, a little bit higher. Legs together, Tracy, one more. Feet and heels together, lift up, take one more inhale, exhale, come up at the end. Change again, chin, hands, and feet land. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Vic, I have to admit that the word shape-shifting is going through my mind constantly because I was thinking about Kathy, and Kathy had a hamstring thing for a while, and I mean, she's done a lot of work on it over quite a long period of time, both in this class and in the shape-shifting. What, your name, oh, your hamstrings, she named her hamstrings, yes. One is named Harriet. What's the other one's name? Henry. You have little, like, conversations with them, yeah. Can you assess how much work in this class versus work in shape-shifting helped that spot? Or you don't have to, but I'm just wondering if you think it's half and half. A little bit of progress at a time. Sure. But you would maybe half and half, just both things? You think they've both been working? Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, let's do a second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides. Straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together on each hand. All right, squeeze legs together. If you can keep the heels together, Tracy, do it. There you go. Inhale, breathing. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. You got it. Now arms go out to the sides. Fingertips reach out for the side walls. That's right, Diana. That looks good. Now get your thighs up a little bit, everyone. Inhale, bring the whole chest rib cage up for five, all the way to the top, four. Then breathe smoothly, three. Take one more deep breath, two. Exhale, lift up, one. Okay. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Now that looked like someone was picking you up. Someone was lifting Kathy up off of the floor, especially with the upper body. It's hard, she says. Of course I can. Yes, indeed. All right, bow posture, everyone. Chin on the floor. You are welcome. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Knees right behind the hips, right behind the shoulders. So everything is like two wheels in one base. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Look up and kick up. You can go as slowly as you need to. Yeah, that's it, Vic. Really push the heels firmly to the floor when you do it that way. And coach, heels straight up towards the ceiling. Kick straight up above the butt cheeks, everyone. Let the shoulders open and relax, still holding tightly with the fingers. Now roll forward onto the abdomen. Kick up, everybody. Keep kicking. Look up towards the ceiling. Very nice. Slowly lower down the chin and knees. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. So similar, some of the similarities to standing bow pulling, one of them I want to mention is the relationship between the strength of your grip, but the otherwise total relaxation of the arms, shoulders, and chest. Go ahead, kick up and look up. So when you start to kick up, you can use the thighs and hips to kick, but also focus on the hands and feet, both lifting up sort of together, so you're not fighting yourself. The hands are being lifted by the feet, but you can help the feet lift the hands by relaxing the shoulders and in your mind, pushing the hands up towards the ceiling. Dinah, that looks better. All right, right on the abdomen there. Now, when you roll forward and stay forward, you'll need to kick a little more when you try to lift the chest. So chest up, kick up, look up, kick up, knees and thighs, press up. Change, come down. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Sort of playing with where the body mass is, right? When you try to lift the chest up, it's easier for the body to roll back. So that's why I'm saying when you lift the chest up, just a little extra kick. Okay, fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat, please. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Just sit there for a moment, warming up the knees. Then lift your hips up, separate your feet, lower the hips to the floor right between the heels, feet pointing straight back, no gap between the heels and the hips. Once you can sit down all the way, hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, lean back onto the elbows. Then the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders. Whole upper body relax on the floor. That's good, coach. Lock the legs, toes point. Lift your chest up, drop the head back until you're all the way back on the shoulders. Then you can grab elbows, bring the arms over the head, and then tuck the chin to the chest. Very last thing, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. Hands to the feet, please, with help of the elbows. Press straight up in the middle. Chest up, spine straight, and chin down. Turn around, please relax on your back. Feet together, flex. Arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Double jerk on the way down, head to the knees. All right, second set, start again. Sitting on the heels briefly, then separate your feet just enough so there's room for the hips to go to the floor between the heels. Hands to the soles of the feet. Go ahead to your posture. Doing everything with attention and a whole sort of big awareness. So you can combine these things. You can have really intense attention to each movement that you're doing or each body part as it's touching the floor, for example, while still having a bigger awareness of where the whole body is in space, or how you feel the whole body to be relaxed, contracted, etc. Then when you get in the posture, you may need to focus on sort of pointed things here and there, but ultimately you feel the whole posture happening at once. All right, change again. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come up, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. You can hold many things in your awareness, some of which might be quite intense. And while doing that, be clear, calm, energized. Not reacting to each thing you feel, right? Like, ooh, stretch, freak out, right? Or, ooh, muscle cramp. Does not automatically have to mean emotional reaction or an I don't like it or a, oh my gosh. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, next is half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, no gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, chin up. Go up, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Bring the lower ribs forward, away from the hips. And the chin and face stretch forward towards the mirror. Forehead to the floor if possible, side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor. Wrists up, off of the floor, just a little bit in the air. Continuously stretch forward. Hips press back into the heels or towards the heels. Take a few slow but quite deep inhales and steady exhales. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, away from the chest. Good, crazy. Now come up like that. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Yeah, that's right, with the head. Time for a couple of nice, smooth breaths in Savasana. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale fully, sit up. The exhale happens when your head is getting close to the knees. Okay, second set, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, no gap underneath the ankles. Suck in your lower abdomen. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Upper back lifts up, chin up, inhale, come forward. Lower ribs and the front of the face reach towards the mirror. Eyeballs forward, even when you can't see yourself anymore. Push the hips back towards the heels. That's it, Beck. Suck in your lower abdomen, everyone. And take the deepest inhales that you can, smoothest exhales as possible. Thumbs crossed, wrists up, palms pressed together. Now in your mind, lift the arms up first, then the head, then the upper back. Go ahead, please. Lower ribs press out and forward, and then up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Head to the knees, camel posture. Turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Get your hands on the lower spine if possible, if necessary, on the back jeans pockets area. Inhale, breathing, push your hips forward. Lift your chest and chin up to go back, and then you bend your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now breathe very smoothly in camel posture so you can have stillness when you reach the limit of the posture. One hand at a time, can go to the heel, right hand to right heel, left hand to left heel, thumb on the outside, and four fingers on the inside, full palm grip. Nice deep breath in. As you exhale, push the hips forward, the upper thighs forward, the lower abdomen forward, and push the face and chin back away from the hips that are pushing forward. One hand at a time comes up. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. As soon as you can, so you have some time. In stillness, without a posture effort, the effort of Savasana is pure concentration, without any, I need to put my arm here or do this thing with this body part. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, sit up, grab the toes. As you're bringing the head to the knees, forceful exhalation. Nice sit up, Diana. Second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Try to bring the hands a little higher up on your back and a little more in towards each other. Begin, please. Inhale, lift up. Push the hips and pelvis forward. You can think of stretching the neck, front of the throat, as you're dropping the head back. So it's not only a drop back at some point, it's a, I am stretching the front side of my body. Push the chin back. You can grab the heels or keep the hands up there as needed. Full palm grip as you grab the heels. Now you have some pressure downward at the feet. Push the feet and ankles down, chest and breastbone up away from the feet, and then hips forward and chin pushes back. So you can feel the four directions, up with the chest, down with the feet, forward with the hips, and back with your chin and face. Take your time to get out of it. Very nice. Hands up. Inhale, push hips forward, lift your chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. As soon as you can. Legs together, arms overhead, inhale, breathing, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong, forceful exhalation, head to the knees. Rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on your heels towards the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet or get as close as possible to the grip. Inhale, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side, touch your forehead on your knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Then exhale, roll forward like a wheel, until the arms, elbows are straight. Make sure the grip stays strong on the feet, or if you cannot hold the feet, hands on the floor next to your head. Press the feet down, just like camel pose, tops of the feet and ankles press down. This time the middle back and belly button lift up towards the ceiling. Change, lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Once the head is all the way up, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, little bounce, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, grab the soles of the feet. Or you can also try grabbing a little closer to your toes, just a little bit down. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Symmetrical forward bend at the end of the class after the back bending and all the other stuff we have been doing. If you can get your forehead to the knees, keep them together. Don't open it. Otherwise, if you need to, you can walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. I want the palm on the heels. So get a strong grip. That's better, Diana. Squeeze. There you go. That will help you distribute the stretch of your spine a little bit lower. Now let the shoulders slide up towards the ceiling while you're sucking in the stomach. Press the feet down and squeeze your heels in towards each other. Good. Change again. Once your head is all the way up, spine straight, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up as quickly as you can, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, double jerk, head to the knees. Head to knee posture with stretching, sit facing the mirror, right leg out straight, bend the left knee in, creating pressure between the sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Then you go down front side, chin to the chest, stomach in, Touch your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Push the knee down. Once your forehead is touching it, just make sure the knee and forehead stay together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out cornerwise, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. You got it. Reach for it, reach for it, reach for it, reach for it. Stomach and reach, good. And then if you need to, bend the knee. That's it. So you get that just a few seconds, really. It's not long, but getting that few seconds of trying to grab the foot with the leg locked helps you strengthen things that don't get that same activity if you bend the knee early on. Roll in just a touch, Tracy. Right shoulders down to get two shoulders in one line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back as soon as the hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab your big toes fully with the first and second finger plus your thumb. Walk your hips 5, 10, even 15 times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Scooting back. Now flex both feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes, especially the pinky toes, turning back. Inhale, breathing, chest up. Suck in your stomach. Slowly push the knees down. Keeping the shoulders relaxed. Pull your toes more. Pull the toes back. Flex your feet at the ankles. That is somewhat distinct from the pulling of the big toes. Now, once your legs are locked, center of the chest forward. Think of pushing the upper back forward and through the shoulders so that there's no hunching in the upper back. The elbows can separate. Little wider elbows, Diana. Elbows out and forward. Chest open and forward. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. When you are, those of you with the legs locked, when you're stretching forward in that one, I just want to show you real quick here. When you're coming forward, I want to keep, if you have a mirror, it's nice. If not, don't worry. This part of the body here at the collarbones, you want to try to keep it open rather than even a little bit of hunching. One of the ways to help this is to bring the elbows out this way. You can kind of see this stays open as I'm coming forward, right? Rather than this happening, this getting smaller. I want to keep this sort of open and wide. So you can bring the elbows out this way rather than bringing them down, because it just tends to automatically make that happen. Okay, let's do one more set. Right leg out. Bend the left knee. Push the foot and thigh together. Oh, I didn't tell you to sit up, did I? Okay, arms over the head. Well, you probably got to sit up. Turn your upper body to the right. Go ahead, reach for the foot, grab it, forehead to the knee, and we'll just hold in stillness. Such a wonderful, simple posture, and you can get really quiet and still in it at the end of class. Elbows in, Kathy, left elbow in. Now, if your elbow starts to bump into the floor, think of getting the head higher on the knee. Yep, right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, other side, left leg out. Bend the right knee, push the foot and thigh together. Turn, grab the foot. Reaching for it with the leg locked initially. And then if and when needed, bend the left knee. Now this one, what I showed you, it does not apply to this posture. This is head to knee posture. What I showed you was for stretching. So this one, you are hunching the upper back. You're rounding the spine. Elbows can come down and in. Hold it right there. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, now lie down. Legs out straight, inhale, breathing, and sit up. And hold the big toes, walk your hips back. Right, left, right, left, right, left. So once you get the feet set up, the feet flexed, pull on the big toes, turn the pinky toes back, inhale, breathing, then you work to the knees, pushing the knees down. Once the legs lock, then you get into the hips and spine, a little more stretching forward. Keep the collarbones wide, elbows can come out to help that happen. And to help you not hunch. That looks great, Sue. Now pull on the toes, Sue. Pull hard on the big toes. Pull, like you're going to pull the big toes off almost. Your mind might freak out at first. Now take the pinky toes back. Pinky toes back. Yes, keep going with the feet. Tops of the shins, you'll feel it. Tops of the ankles, you feel it. Excellent. Inhale, breathing. Take your time. Come on up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flexed arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, push out the air forcefully, head to the knees. Half spine twisting posture, everyone. Sit up nice and straight. Left leg on the floor first, either straight or bent. Then the right foot crosses over the heel of the right foot, touching exactly the left knee. Inhale, left arm stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, and grab the left knee, or you can grab the edge of the mat or reach for the floor. And right arm behind you, sitting up straight. Hand on the back, palm facing out. Now inhale, sit up nice and tall. Center of the chest, but also the upper back lifting. And turn your head to the right. So imagine someone lifting you up, not only from the breastbone and chest, but upper back, right behind where the breastbone is. Shoulders can drop down. Look to your right side, any amount, chin to the right. One more exhale, stomach in, twist. Good, untwist. Other side, right leg under. Put the left foot heel at the knee corner, foot flat on the floor. Two hips on the ground, please. Inhale, breathing, right arm stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, grab the right knee or reach for the floor, grab the edge of the mat. Now sit up tall, center of the chest and upper back, lift up. Left arm can sweep behind you or walk around on the floor. Just make sure the hand doesn't make you get stuck. So I don't want you to lean on the hand if it's on the floor. Push your fingertips into the floor so you're leaning away from it. Then the hand can go on the back, twist to your left. Look to the left, chin to the left without lifting or dropping the chin, without tilting the head, just a twist. Inhale, upper back and center of the chest, lift. Exhale, stomach and one more twist to the left side. Change again. Coach has a great twist. The shoulder, this is turning so nicely. All right, relax on your back, everyone. We'll finish up in a moment with the breathing exercise. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong, forceful exhalation, head to the knees. All right, turn around, sit on the heels or another way if needed with the spine straight. We want to get the legs, arms, and spine very still in a sort of locked position so they can't go anywhere. And all of the movement happens at the abdominal soft tissue, abdominal wall, and the lungs. So everyone take a nice deep breath in first. Exhale it. After you've exhaled, begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, two, three, four. Keep going at this pace. Keep the chest up and the shoulders down. Looks great, Tracy. Maximum exhalation. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Same thing here. Upper back and center of the chest. Lift up. One, two, three, four. Maximum and very quick snapping in of the abdomen. Five, four, three, two, one. All right, you can swallow a couple of times. Take a deep breath or two, but you start these at the end of a breath. So after you've exhaled now all of the air, begin. It's kind of like a flutter of the abdomen, just in and out, super quick. So the more you can brace the spine with the arms, lift the chest up, you'll be able to move that part more quickly at the abdomen. You can do it. A little fatigue there is excellent. Five, four, three, two, one. Outstanding practice, everybody. So good to see you all. Everywhere and here. Turn around, relax on your back. You can separate your feet. Great to see you, Diana. Great practice. You can separate the hands. Close your eyes if you wish. But now it's just a slightly different thing, although also the same as the postures. What is different, you're not trying to achieve any position, contraction, you know, length, stretch, circulatory change, all the things that we do in the postures. We just let that be finished for now. But what is the same is the attention, awareness, and purity of those things, your attempt. Moment by moment, you can maintain or just try again. At any point in Savasana, a thought can creep up, a muscle can unintentionally do something, okay? So it's a sort of vigilance of attention that we have, although calm, right? Just watching, so that if and when these things come up, you see them. Okay, that's nice. Thank you very much, thought, for happening. Thank you very much, muscle, for telling me you're there. But just settle, and we're going to relax all together. Inside out, bones to the skin, all around. You can maintain attention here for several minutes if you wish. And if you would, please, when you get up, if you haven't already, hop on my email list and join our Patreon community, www.patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. And you can be part of keeping this wonderful medicine available, not only for you, but for everybody here, for everybody around the world, and for those who don't even know it exists yet. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.